This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Today I'm talking with Yolanka Wolf. She's the program coordinator for the CAFE Foundation. Thanks for talking to us today. I know you just had the CAFE symposium event last week, so I'm hoping you can sort of sum up for us maybe some of the main themes of this year or some of the highlights or what was it that people were excited about?
This year, of course, we had some changes. We moved our conference back to the Bay Area. And one of the reasons for that was a restructuring or a revisioning on the part of CAFE Foundation about its mission, and really recognizing after discussions with NASA and other organizations that one of the values CAFE can really bring to the electric aircraft industry is to advance the development of near-term market opportunities in electric flight. So with that in mind, our theme for this year was Emerging Technologies, the Path to Early Market Opportunities. And we structured our conference and the speakers to focus on that and look at technologies, certainly the technologies that are coming out in the aircraft that are being developed today for implementation into the market over the next 10 years, but also looking at the market opportunities and challenges that the industry faces and, some of the energy storage and propulsion, energy storage issues and developments and propulsion developments that are happening, as well as management of airspace, which is going to be critical to implementation of electric flight, certainly over the next 10 years.
So I know, as you mentioned, the event used to be in Santa Rosa every year, and now it's moved to a new venue. How did that work out? What kind of venue was it? Was it different from where you used to be, and how many people were able to come this year?
So yes, of course, it was different. We held it at the Marriott Waterfront, just south of San Francisco Airport. And as a venue, it was wonderful. It's a big, beautiful hotel. All the windows look out at the jets coming in and out of SFO. So it's mesmerizing to sit in the lounge and watch the planes come and go. Functionally as a venue, it worked great. The other, I think what we noticed is that for a number of people, it made it possible to come because of the convenience of being 8 minutes away from SFO. So we had, for instance, two people, Mark Moore and Tom Gunnarsson, who were attending the AHS, American Helicopter Society conference last week. And they were in panel discussions Thursday afternoon, yet were still able to fly in and join our conference Friday morning. This year, we paired this event with Maker Faire. And Maker Faire in the San Francisco Bay Area is a huge event. This is their 11th year. It was our 10th year with this conference that draws, 150,000 people from the Silicon Valley. And we had an exhibit area that just drew an enormous amount of attention to electric flight. So we had displays of, I think, 40 different electric airplanes that exist now or are in development. Airbus sent us their quarter-scale model of the EFAN 2. We had looping videos of aircraft. And, of course, part of CAFE's mission is public education, and again, the amount of interest was incredible. I think the other thing that came out of this, we had the folks from Evolo, from Volocopter here. They had a display there as well. They very much would like to bring their Volocopter next year to Maker Faire, and we have several other aircraft developers who would like to bring their planes, and of course the Maker Faire people are thrilled about that. So we have a large outdoor area there that we plan to use for aircraft next year at the fair. So it makes for a very nice partnering. It's about 12 minutes from the Marriott. So locating it in the in that space, in that region, and at the time to pair with Maker Faire is, I think, a model that's going to work well for us moving into the future.
Okay. Well, it sounds like things are moving forward there, and thanks for your time.
Okay, thanks, Mary. I really appreciate it.